Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. Jared Goff talking about Dan Campbell calling plays. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, champ and chump votes flowing in. Let's get back to your phone calls. Corey is in Detroit, and he is next. Hello, Corey.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. It's always a good Monday when the Lions win, man.
It helps.
I'm going to do a double champ. I'm going to do it to the Detroit Pistons, number one in the East. Cade and Jalen Duren is looking like the number one duo in the league right now. And then Dan Campbell. I called and chumped Johnny Morton last week for his play calling. But yesterday was probably the first game since week two that I've seen the offense look completely dominant all the way through the game. Some will argue week three against the Ravens, but I think that was more defensive than anything. And then for my chump, it might be overly critical because we got a win yesterday. But I got to go our special teams. Like, we got another block kick. Kickoff returns, we're not getting anywhere. We're getting a lot of holding penalties. We didn't punt the ball yesterday, but even punt return, we didn't get any good returns. So that's my champ and chump for the week.
So, I mean, if you're Dave Phipp, okay, if you're the special teams coordinator, Corey, and obviously we'll allow you to have your vote, you got some stuff that you probably aren't happy about. It's not a game of perfect. Other teams are going to make plays. But it's back-to-back weeks with a block kick and a long kick return, and I'm sure he'll want to tighten those things up. There's a reason, though, why he's well-respected. I think the guy in charge, being on the job, he will fix it. I doubt this will continue. He's got a long history of being a good special teams coordinator, so I got faith in him. But the last couple weeks, I'm sure he's not thrilled with some of the results because, you want to be perfect. You strive to be perfect, and they have not been that.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks has been underwhelming, to say the least. It just hasn't been good enough. Like, I don't want to see Jack Fox on the field. I'm happy about that. I'm glad the offense did their thing yesterday. But as far as punt return, kickoff, kick return, we have to do way better. That's a big part of the game, and we got to do way better if we're going to try to take a run and win a Super Bowl this week.
Corey, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Again, you're not going to be perfect, and imperfect teams win the Super Bowl every year because there's no such thing as a perfect team. You just got to do enough, as you said and pointed out earlier this hour, complementary football. Mm-hmm. When one of the three facets of the game lets you down, the other two pick you up is what you're hoping because it's going to happen. I mean, yesterday was a damn near perfect performance offensively. I think it's hysterical that they had three penalties for 1 yard. I don't even know how that's...
I know.
Like, two of the penalties were kickoffs out of bounds, and I'm like, how can it be three penalties for 1 yard? The other one, I believe, is a defensive holding or a DPI on...
With Rock Asin?
It was him or Avante Maddox. And there was a decline penalty. I think it was Rock Asin on the a DPI down the sidelines on a ball that ended up being caught, but...
Yeah, it's statistically, there's a lot to like yesterday. Here's another anomalation. The two teams combined to go 5 for 5 on fourth down.
Did they?
Yeah. Lions, I think, were 2 for 2, and the Commanders were 3 for 3.
Interesting. Joe is next on 97.1. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good. I got a champ. I'm not sure who knew the rule, but whoever on the Lions staff knew the rule about the kickoff after the personal foul penalties on the extra points. Yeah, usually that's us not knowing rules, like the red challenge flag. I can't remember who threw it. Bobby Ross, maybe? No, not Bobby Ross.
It was Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz, yeah, you got it. And then finding out rules like the batted ball out of the end zone. Yeah, I was impressed when he kicked right out of bounds. I was like, what are you doing? You know, and then the announcer was like, oh, yeah, now they only get it at the 25. I thought that was great.
All right, I tell you what, Joe, I had the same thought. I'm like, what are you doing? And then they're like, oh, there's not a real penalty for that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's only a net of 10 yards because he kicked it from the 50. So I was like, oh, now we're only, you know, they take it at the 40. But anyway, that just shows the level of professionalism, or they're knowing behind the scenes. They're more involved in the whole rule thing now. And Chump, I got to go with some hockey as well. I got a screenshot of the standings a week and a half or so ago when the Wings were first. And the Maple Leafs are last. Leafs are my team. They're my chumps because I've been waiting to send a screenshot back, and they lost back-to-back games this weekend. They could have took it over. Could have been ahead of the Wings. They're still behind a point. And I'm still mad about the Marner thing.
So are we.
Well, yeah, you guys didn't get them. But I'm
desperately disappointed in the Maple Leafs.
I'm mad at the fans. The fans chased them out of town.
I'm bitter about the weekend the Maple Leafs had, aren't you?
Should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn you, Toronto.
Yeah. I don't know. The Maple Leafs are going to make a legitimate run at Chump of the Weekend.
Maybe not.
248-539-9797. All right. Get your Tampa Chump votes in. So I would say, you know, last week we got on the air and we talked about Hank Fraley, the offensive line coach. And you called it a Hank Fraley game.
Mm-hmm.
I think on Friday I called it a John Morton game. You called it a Hank Fraley game. By the time Sunday rolled around, little did we know that John Morton had basically already, I don't want to say replaced, but I mean, let's face it, he wasn't calling plays on Sunday. It turned out it was more of a Hank Fraley game. Hank Fraley, this is why he's a good O-line coach, on the job. And yesterday, whether it was Tristan Colon in there, obviously Owusika getting the start, Dan Skipper had some snaps at right tackle, it didn't matter. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks, no penalties. And they ran the ball.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of pressure on Jared Goff. There were some plays where there was pressure, but, I mean, it felt like just a handful. And did the Lions have 68 plays in the game, if I'm not mistaken?
Oh, they had a bunch.
68 plays for 546 yards.
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good. And, you know, I mean, Fraley, I don't know if, again, I don't know the first thing about coaching and line play or anything like that. But I can look at the results and go, that's a damn, that was a damn good offensive line. And, you know, they go from, all right, whatever they did against Washington, big test coming up on Sunday. I said to Kang, I'm almost ready to start previewing Philly right now. And he's like, no, let's not do that yet. But I can peek early in the week here getting ready for Philly because this is such a massive game on tap for this team.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one. Anybody catch a Jonathan Vilma misidentified Hank Fraley as Christopher Hodgins?
As Deion Branch?
Yeah, he has a tendency to do it at the Lions games for some reason.
It's okay. I cut him a break because he, during the Trump interview, he threw the 6-7 line at him twice.
Oh, God.
And it, both times it went way over his head, which I thought was hysterical.
Because he probably shouldn't be doing that.
Probably shouldn't be doing it in the first place, but nonetheless, I did laugh. He's trying so hard.
Doug, I didn't want you to start previewing the Eagles game because we have a lot to talk about from y'all yesterday.
Yep.
But the Lions can definitely preview the Eagles game and get ready for them. Dan Campbell's staff, go for it.
Yeah, you're ready. Not a whole lot to revisit from yesterday. You guys were near perfect.
It's crazy to think about where we were mentally last week with the Minnesota performance and then nothing done at the trade deadline. And the shows that we did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If they go beat the Eagles Sunday night, it's going to be just the opposite. We're going to be dealing with a fan base that is chesty. Absolutely chesty.
Well, I think I'll speak for myself. I think what we're going to be doing is a lot of tiptoeing through the rest of the season on eggshells, making sure we don't get any more injuries or have any more injuries. That's the number one thing, because my first thought yesterday when I saw Penei Sewell go down was, oh, damn, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline to help fortify the offensive line. And fortunately, he was fine.
He went to the tent. I have to wonder if inside said tent is magic sponge and can of spray, but they brought it over from European soccer, applied the magic sponge and the can of spray.
Well, you got to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, and he's back on the field. Yeah, there's nothing scary to see. Well, there is.
And it looks like Glasgow wanted to get back out there, too.
Yes, he did.
But
yes,
he did not. He stayed on the sidelines the rest of the way.
And they didn't miss
a
beat.
No, Tristan Colon did a great job, and Awaseka did a great job. That was indeed a Hank Fraley game.
Something else was going well, didn't turn out great. There's not a lot to nitpick about, but there's something there. I was like, damn it. We'll get to that today at 11:02. Lions roll Washington 44-22, Philly next on Sunday night. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.